So we got Dr. Gene and Ben Crow here, along with Ted Parr.
Why don't we do some questions from our listeners, and they can reach us at Dr. Gene
at Hensler.com.
They can tweet us, I guess, or
Twitter
Facebook. Us or whatever, and
LinkedIn, and also
LinkedIn, and
they can call us toll free number in any of our syndicated areas, which are Macon, Columbus, Dalton, Augusta, and Savannah, and of course Atlanta. They can call us at 1-855-429-9166.
Say it again, slower.
1-855-429-9166.
There you go. Yeah. So we had a chance to actually write that down, you know? Yeah, you think you were from the north, Daddy.
And that's Hensler. Two S's.
All right, let's take some questions here. Cornelia from Marietta says, ADP is always in the newspaper reporting employment data. How is the company as an investment?
You know, ADP is one of those companies that we look at as a high-quality company, and the market looks at it as a high-quality company. It's one of only four companies with AAA-rated debt. The other three are Microsoft, Exxon, and J&J. You might ask the question why Apple isn't included in that, but that's another story for another day. But this company is in a good position if the employment trends from the last 5 months continue. You know, as more people are employed, they'll get more business from processing payroll and other services.
Yeah, that's what ADP does is it processes your payroll. It does.
Yep. Well, they expand beyond that into other employee benefits.
Yep.
Yeah, we use it.
Right.
401ks, all kinds of stuff. I would say that, you know, the company spun off its broker services business, Broadridge, to focus on their core and its work for them. There's a lot of competition in this business. And the shares are selling at a P/E ratio above the market right now, so it's pretty. I'm not going to say expensive, but it's fairly valued. I wouldn't buy the shares right now, but it's a darn good long-term holding, I think.
Who are the competitors?
Paychex.com and many other smaller players.
Payroll companies, online services, and so forth.
Okay. Yeah, but a good company overall.
Paylocity.
Never heard of that. Let me see. Kurt from Marietta. I've owned shares of Visa a little over a year. I'm ready to trim. Visa is about 9% of my portfolio. Yeah, it's about time to trim.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be more comfortable if there were around 4%. But your opinions are welcome as to recommendations on what to buy.
Okay. I was about to say, he just answered the question for us. I mean, yeah, trim it. Trim it. I mean, the stock's done well. Space in money is what I consider it is going to continue to grow. Volumes actually grew for these processors 9% in 2013, and they're going to
remember the
to
huge
grow.
Worry when the fees
Dodd-Frank,
change and stuff like that and all that, and it hasn't hurt these companies at all. Right. American Express, is American Express cheaper?
Yes, this company's trading for 29 times earnings.
Well, that's. Yeah, I would trim that pretty doggone
definitely,
fast.
Definitely trim it.
And where's American Express right
American
now?
American Express is 19.
You know, so we like it a little bit better in the space?
I would say yes, we do. But, you know, American Express is a little different from these because it takes on credit risk.
Mm-hmm.
MasterCard and Visa don't take on any credit risk. So they're going to trade at a higher multiple, you know. But American Express doesn't have a very high return on equity.
Yes.
One of the highest in the land.
I like that company a lot.
But, yeah, that's a good alternative.
Okay.
I'd say American Express.
All right. Boy, here's a company I've never heard of. Alan from North Decatur. North Decatur?
We separate Decatur
now. What in the heck is North Decatur? All I know is Decatur, I can't get there from here.
There's no road.
There's no road between now and there. FireEye Inc. has been on fire since acquiring Mandiant in early July. What do you think of this company? Alan, I don't have the foggiest idea. I'm praying to Ted or Ben.
I'll let you go on that one, Ted.
You don't know anything about it? Okay, well, this company is one of those new age security companies that actually, you know how they talk about, you know, we're always under assault by foreign countries. Everybody's going to the cloud. And it's not easy to penetrate the cloud, you know.
I hope not.
This company
easy
helps with that. They have a virtual machine based platform. So it's the highest end of the highest end and the newest of the newest in security.
Okay.
Is the easy way to explain it.
Okay.
And
So what you're telling me is that what they do is so secret they don't tell anybody.
I mean,
so we need to buy a stock in a company that we really don't know what their product is.
You know what? That
but
that,
are they making money? Oh no,
they're not making money.
Yet.
They just made an acquisition.
So their PE is infinite.
Yes, they made an acquisition of Mandant for $1 billion. You know, that's what companies at this stage of their life cycle do. They use their stocks as currencies to hope and build profits sooner rather than later. What Google did,
right?
It's what a lot of other big techs did. So, I mean, this is too risky for our blood because they don't have earnings. And, you know, a technology can come along tomorrow to knock them out. More than likely, though, somebody will come along like Cisco and maybe buy them out.
Okay, that's the gift. That makes sense to me.
A little risky. I wouldn't buy it.
Cash is from Bonair. I'm looking to add to my cyclicals. I'm looking at Container Store and Stamps.com. Do you have strong feelings about either?
No.
Somehow I don't view those as cyclicals, though.
Stamps.com, they do the internet-based postage solutions.
Right. I mean,
it's
a growing business, but it's a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
Container Store, I mean, come on. Tupperware? They actually do closets and things like that, too.
Well, that's tied to housing a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing. It's tied more to revamping, isn't it?
Remodeling. Yeah.
Remodeling.
I mean, if you spend a lot of money on your closet or whatnot, I guess.
And the Container Store is still running a slight loss. You know, it's a better thing given what housing's doing.
Let me ask you, who uses stamps anymore?
A lot of people, Gene.
Do we use stamps here at this office?
Especially for...
Well, you have to specially request a stamp if you're mailing something that you want a stamp. I think there's one person in charge of the stamps here now.
But the post...
Wait, it's easy, especially at the Hensler operation.
You kind of
wait,
make...
one person you... who doles out stamps, right?
Now we got the postage machine for everybody
but
else.
When
but
they do,
need a real
when
stamp.
They do use it, they use a service similar to stamps.com. You know, it's internet-based postage solutions. However, this company's a one-trick pony. Not really making that much money. And
who's your big competitor?
Like UPS. What about the UPS store? You know, I mean, and all those.
No, there's one big operation for postage.
A U.S. Postal Service.
No.
It's not.
Teddy, come on. This is a question. Look it up in your fucking Wagnalls, and you come back after after the break here. Let's go to another question.
I wouldn't buy it.
Talking
either
about
one of them.
All right. You wouldn't buy either one of them, okay?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, man, this is right up your alley.
No, what you got?
Jasmine and Jay Boyce from Buford. We own a small, medium-sized business. Our CPA mentioned that we could do a gift leaseback with our child to help him with college expenses.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is probably a lot more you can get into, but can you give me a breakdown of what it is?
Well, we can kind of cover the highlights real quick.
We can come back after the break, too, on this.
Okay. All right. A gift leaseback, you're essentially trying to, if you own a small business or have an asset in that business that you can give to your child or give it to an irrevocable trust, okay, for the benefit of your child,
right.
You're basically shifting income because then you're going to lease it back from that child,
mm-hmm.
and you pay them an income stream. So now they have taxable income at their rate, and you have, you know, you're trying to create a deduction on your side. So it's basically an income shifting strategy to give that child, you know, have income tax at a lower
rate.
I'm
sure that the government probably gives this a pretty good look over.
Well, yeah, you need to have, you know, as with anything done strictly for tax purposes, you need to be, you know, keep in mind that maybe you ought to have another reason as well to go along
with
that.
That's what I was thinking.
And a pretty good reason.
Yes.
You know, otherwise, you know, it can be looked at as a sham transaction. So.
Are there any taxes associated with it from the kids' point of
view? Yeah, see, it's taxable income, you know, whatever the lease payments they receive. So
the idea would be that if I gave my son this building, for example,
mm-hmm.
as a gift, and then I would pay him rent.
Right. You would lease the property back from him,
right.
And then you're paying an income stream to him that he has to report. And then you get the deduction for what you're paying.
I wouldn't trust my son. He'd evict me.
No, well, yeah. You know, you got other consideration. You better lock up a long-term lease.
But that's – I see what's going on here. And so consequently, that if I wanted to pay his support while he's going to college or whatever – because he's – no reason he couldn't gift it back to me later on, right?
He could. Now, you've got gift tax implications here. You know, this is not as, you know, as simple as doing this. You know, you need to really talk to somebody. You need to talk to an attorney, too, to structure the deal properly.
Yeah, you want to talk to an attorney and a CPA.
Correct.
Both in order before the government comes back and says that was a sham just to save taxes.
That's right. And you need to be aware of, you know, gift tax filing requirements and also, you know, the impact on college aid eligibility. Because now you've got, your child has income, which can be counted at a higher rate on the FAFSA.
All right. Well, with that, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.